Christian Audio presents Jonathan Edwards, America's Genius, by Christian George. Narrated by Lyle Blaker. For Nick, Stephanie, and Andrew Francis. Introduction. Jonathan Edwards was a writer, preacher, and missionary who sparked spiritual awakening throughout the colonies of New England. In an age of scientific discovery, Edwards saw God's beauty displayed most perfectly through nature. His journals are filled with drawings of plants, animals, and spiders because he knew that each one of them reflected the creativity of its creator. Though Edwards never raised his voice behind the pulpit, God used his clear, forceful thinking to persuade thousands of people to give their lives to Christ. Intellectually, there were few people who could match his genius, and by the time he turned 13 years old, he had already left to go to college. Throughout his life, Edwards echoed God's glory, both in his devotional and family life. Strict discipline and prayer governed his days, along with the great joy that comes from delighting in God's presence. It is no wonder that Benjamin B. Warfield said, "Jonathan Edwards, saint and metaphysician, revivalist and theologian, stands out as the one figure of real greatness in the intellectual life of colonial America." Sisters and Spiders. East Windsor, Connecticut, 1711. Jonathan Edwards ran through the thick forest behind his house. Pine trees whizzed by his head as he jumped over logs that lined the trail. He was taller than the other 8-year-olds and ran faster, too. It was difficult growing up with 7 sisters, 4 older and 3 younger. They were always talking about girly things and never enjoyed outdoor games. He lived in a world of women and knew that if he couldn't outnumber them, he could certainly outrun them. Jonathan turned his head to see if his sisters were still chasing him. Suddenly, his foot caught the edge of a root, and he fell face first to the ground. With a loud thud, Jonathan slammed into the dirt. "That was close," he thought, looking at a large rock near his head. This wasn't the first time he had taken a fall like this. His sisters often made fun of him for being so clumsy, and it didn't help being the skinniest boy in East Windsor. Out of the corner of his eye, Jonathan saw something move. His knee was bleeding, but he bent down to examine a large black spider climbing up its web. He loved spiders. He loved everything about them. He loved the way they could suspend themselves in the air, the way they almost danced across the earth. He even liked the way they ate their prey, very organized and orderly. But this was the biggest spider he'd ever seen. Jonathan kept a piece of paper in his pocket for moments like these, and he quickly sketched the spider's outline. He carefully recorded every detail of the experience so he could review his drawing at the end of the day. The web was wonderful, a spindle of silver shining in the sun. Until, that is, Jonathan destroyed it with a pebble. "Jonathan!" his sisters yelled in the distance. "Father's home!" Jonathan couldn't believe his ears. He ran back through the forest. His father, Reverend Timothy Edwards, had served as a chaplain for a colonial military expedition against Canada. For 10 years, New England had been at war with France. And ever since Jonathan could remember, he had heard stories about how Native Americans sided with the French to conquer Connecticut. His family lived in a constant state of fear. His mother often prayed for Jonathan's uncle, John Williams, who was taken prisoner by 20 Native American warriors. While in captivity, the natives murdered his wife and 2 children. "Their souls were quickly taken into the presence of God," Jonathan's mother reminded him. Jonathan's father loved his family very much and wanted the best for them. Like most fathers of the day, he was the head of the household. He made the rules and enforced them, too. He was strict and demanded perfection, teaching his children the Bible, Latin, and Puritan history. "Knowing the past will prepare you for the future," he often told them. But he was also very forgiving and gentle. Once, Jonathan accidentally launched a rock through a window, shattering it into 1,000 pieces. Instead of yelling at him, his father calmly
Sample complete. Ready to continue?